Welcome back and happy Tuesday. It is a gorgeous day here in New York. This week we're going to be talking about the role of the corporate innovator, specifically within a large bank. But first, a quick news update. On its last quarterly earnings call, Facebook and Mark Zuckerberg announced they were moving aggressively into commerce and payment services by adding additional tools that will allow people to buy products directly through its platforms. This is really about them looking to expand their revenue opportunities outside of ads and move into shopping. So we will see what happens there. If we want to be talking about banking and bank innovation effectively, let's take a look at how technology has impacted financial services to this point in three primary ways. First, by automating manual processes to make products and services cheaper. So it's all about lowering fees on banking as an example. Then by creating new products and services that didn't exist before. So things like new ways to evaluate risk and extend credit to those who could not have it before potentially. And finally, by designing new experiences and interaction layers for customers more broadly. This all goes back to what banks are heavily focusing on right now, which is all about creating that truly customer-centric approach in a way that is a seamless design that really connects with them where they are. All parts of this journey are often led by the corporate innovation teams, and this is usually in partnership within the line of businesses as well, of course. On the topic of corporate innovation, please meet my next guest, payments expert and SVP of innovation at Wells Fargo, Peggy Mango. Peggy is a total rock star that I've had the pleasure of knowing for a number of years. Her professional experience encapsulates all that is financial services. As a former fintech founder with a successful exit under her belt, Peggy has held senior roles at Google, Visa, and even the Federal Reserve Bank of Chicago. Within her role at Wells Fargo, Peggy is the GM for innovation-focused initiatives, leading a team of over 300 cross-functional players focused on innovating for the future. As the third largest bank in the United States, Wells Fargo is really trying to play an active role in the future of banking by rolling out a brand new consumer banking experience, Greenhouse. So for those of you who don't know what Greenhouse is, it's a mobile bank with money management tools that start by helping customers manage their money and making sure they're paying their bills on time. So we've seen this idea of money management, something that we've seen much more broadly across the space, and a lot of the neobanks are focusing on this as well. It's pretty interesting, so we'll see what happens there. If you want to hear more about Peggy's background and her vision for the future of financial services, both within Wells Fargo and then the space more broadly, please click the link below. And as always, don't forget to subscribe. Until next week.